Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to the disorder and also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about why did the narcissist choose me? And as you can see, you probably can't tell from the podcast, but I'm out and about today. I'm at my son's baseball practice. I bought my blue snowball mic with me, so we're recording the podcast on the go as well. So bear with me with these volume a little bit because they're playing baseball in the background. See, there's a hit. So why did the narcissist choose me? And I see a lot of stuff on TikTok, Instagram, and things like that. Like, the narcissist just goes after empaths. The narcissist goes after weak people, which is, I would say, that's just, I've never went after a weak person in my life. You mean, I feel like you are attracted to who you are attracted to. And then when you meet that person, if they are also attracted to you, the type of person you are kind of dictates how the relationship will go. You know what I mean? If you're an empath, like, so if you're a narcissist that is attracted to, you know, like a narcissistic man that is attracted to a woman, she just happens to be an empath. Y'all get together, you have the narcissist empath dynamic. But if that person is also another narcissist, you have a narcissist dynamic. Or that person is codependent, narcissist codependent dynamic. So you see how it goes. Like, I think attraction is just attraction. And then the way the relationship dynamic turns out is dependent upon the type of person that the narcissist ends up with. Like, me personally, I've always liked strong, independent women. I just have. I just like strong, independent women. Women that can do for themselves. Women that don't need me. Women that I feel like would be good, you know, have good potential to be mothers and things like that. My son's mom, my oldest son's mom, great woman. You know what I mean? Strong, independent woman when I first met her. She still is now. My wife, strong, independent, had her own stuff when I met her. Executive for, you know, barbecue company in North Carolina, control billboards and stuff like that. Boss women. I like that. That's what I like. You know what I mean? They don't have to be young. As I said, I think the more powerful the target is. So if you say you attract I'm only talking about men and women right now because, you know, it just how it goes sometimes. Like, I'm a man. I'm talking from the man perspective. So it's kind of hard for me to visualize talking from the woman perspective because I'm not a woman. So, yes, we all know that women can be narcissists as well. That's not new to us. But just from my perspective and how I'm talking, I'm going to talk about the man perspective. So, nowadays, people ask me, like, what would you be attracted to nowadays? Well, ever to become single. My wife can attest to this. We've talked about it. If I was ever to be single again, she wouldn't worry about me, the new supply being some young girl, some young model type girl, a young, you know, young beautiful woman or something like that. She knows the type of woman I go for is gonna be like 35 to 50. You know what I mean? An older woman with her stuff together. So I ain't gotta, you know, I don't like playing games. You know what I mean? And so I'm assuming that they wouldn't think I would play games, but, you know, I am a narcissist, so there will be some games played. I just like strong, independent women. And who's more stronger, independent than an older woman to me? That's how my mind works. The woman I was dating before I met my wife, I was like 25 and she was like 34. You know what I mean? Strong, independent. Had a couple kids. Strong, independent. She had like, I think she had an 18-year-old daughter. You know what I mean? And I was just in the middle. I was like the average age. I was like 25, 26. And she was 34, 35. I was just like, okay, perfect age. You know, strong, independent. And my wife, she wouldn't consider herself an empath. And other people think your wife must be an empath. No, she wouldn't consider herself an empath. You know what I mean? She probably has some codependency things going on, but like maybe not an empath. But also, like, narcissists, like, I like people that have something going on. You know what I mean? Strong people in positions of power and things of that nature. People that have stuff going on. Like, it doesn't make me look good to have somebody that I can run over top of that has nothing going on with their life. You know what I mean? That has absolutely nothing good going on with their life. Like, you just no, just don't have anything going on. Like, hey, this who you're dating? Yeah, wow, she's pretty, but she doesn't have anything going on. Like, cool. You see, that doesn't make me look good. It doesn't make me feel good. You know what I mean? So, a narcissist could be attracted to people, you know, it's something about you. And once they get to know you, once they get to talking to you, they might find out that you're empathetic and care a lot. And then the manipulation starts. Then that process starts and things like that. But it's just not, it's just like, narcissists don't go into a room and just go in there and smell the air and just be like, empaths. No.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
They don't do that. That doesn't happen. The narcissist does not have a scent. Empaths do not give off a scent or a pheromone or anything like that. Literally, it's just the attraction. Like, I'm attracted to whoever I'm attracted to. You know what I mean? Racist, inconsiderate. You know what I mean? They just feel like you're attracted to who you're attracted to. Who you are dictates how the relationship goes on. If you're a strong, independent person that, you know, that dealt with narcissists before, that you might be attracted to a narcissist, but you'll spot the red flags and you'll dip out quick. You know what I mean? But if you haven't had experience with a narcissistic person before, then you might not spot those red flags, or you might see the red flags and ignore them because you've met somebody that's sweeping you off of your feet, you know? So I just feel like narcissistic people are going to be attracted to, you know, people that have something going on for themselves. But so they might be initially attracted to people who have something going on for themselves, but they will replace you with somebody that doesn't have anything going on with themselves. That makes sense. Like, to make you feel bad as an easier target. So they might replace you. You might be a strong, independent woman, but they might replace you with somebody who needs help. You know what I mean? They might replace you with somebody who's not a strong, independent person. They might replace you with somebody that doesn't look as good as you, is not as successful as you, and is just, you know, a codependent person that might need them more than you need them. But you see how that works? You know what I mean? That's literally how it goes sometimes, though. Like, you dealing with a narcissistic person that doesn't, you know, they will replace you with somebody that's less than you, you know, to make you feel bad about yourself. If you get replaced by somebody that's less conventionally attractive than you, has less money than you, has less success than you, like, I have a bachelor's degree. That person doesn't even have a GED. What's going on? Why did he leave me for her? You know, she might be a doormat. You know, he might be a doormat type of dude that, you know, she might leave you for a doormat type of dude because you might be too strong-willed from her. That strong independence might attract a narcissist to you, but it might not keep them with you. You're like, damn, you're too strong. I'm like, yeah, I can't manipulate you. Peace. Go get somebody that can. You know what I mean? I know people, I know people think that narcissists are just literally attracted to empaths because they're empaths. It's like, you know, they're strong in it. Are they attracted to people that are nice people, that are good people, that are caring people? Yes. You know, like, I'm not going to be attracted to somebody who just, like, argumentative and fights back and pushes back on everything I say, sticks to their boundaries and things like that. No, I'm not going to be attracted to that because I'm a narcissist. I don't like a lot of boundaries being put on me in the first place. And I'm pretty sure if other narcissists are listening to this, or you are dealing with a narcissist, you can attest to the fact that narcissists do not like boundaries set upon them. That's just point blank period. No narcissist will like a boundary put on them, no matter how early or what, how specific that boundary is. Narcissists do not like those boundaries put upon them. And that's the type of person that they're going to attract. Like I said, me personally, I don't like boundaries. I don't like boundaries set on me early in a relationship, and most narcissists are not going to like boundaries set on them early in a relationship. So if you're a person with strong boundaries, typically you won't attract a narcissistic person, or typically you get with a narcissistic, or sometimes you'll get with a narcissistic person that will make you feel comfortable enough too comfortable, and you'll drop those boundaries, and you end up getting taken advantage of, manipulated, and, you know, you end up, you know, in a survivor's group and things like that, or trying to figure out what happened, trying to figure out how you went crazy. Because a lot of times, you're like, people who overshare typically get taken advantage of by narcissists. So don't overshare in the beginning of, you know, of any relationship. Make people earn your information. What I mean by that, take your time. Say no, or like say no sometimes, y'all. Saying no to people will tell you more about a person than time ever will be. What time ever will do. Just say no to somebody. You know what I mean? And that helps. If you're a person that has a problem saying no and standing up for yourself, you're going to get ran over by narcissistic people your entire life. You just will. You mean, because narcissists don't like the word no. You say no, they saying no, but okay, they're pushing against your boundaries. So if you're a person with strong boundaries, typically you will be able to avoid narcissists. You're a person with a lot of self-love and appreciation, typically you won't attract narcissists. If you're a person with low self-esteem though, but you don't show it, you are a narcissist. Typically target people like that though. If you're a person with low self-esteem and you get with a narcissist, they will just run you through the gambit. Anyway, y'all, I got thrown off the end of this episode, y'all. I'm so sorry. I know this episode, the end of this episode is going to be kind of thrown off and things like that because, like I said, the camera went dead. I'm at baseball practice and all this other stuff. But anyway, y'all, like and subscribe. Give me that 5 stars, please, and I'll be back tomorrow with a better episode, I promise y'all. Anyways, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.